Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. This is the day. This is the actual day. We've been a little extra obnoxious all week long as we celebrate the end of our 20th year, as we head off into our third decade. But today is the day, and thank you for hanging out with me all this time. And of course, we have to thank our good friend Doug Stiles, who's been with us almost every step of the way. Doug is a CPA. He's are you now the chair of the Department of Accounting at Monmouth University?
Yeah, the way academia
works.
How'd
that happen?
Well, I've won the Outstanding Teacher Award twice, which is almost unprecedented. So what do? When they find out you can teach, they put you in the administration.
Right.
So, yes. I mean, that's just silly. But that's
but I know you haven't given up to teaching because you love that too much.
No, and to be honest, the accounting department needed a little bit of a shake-up, so the dean said, I think you can do it, Doug.
Well, you're just the man to do it. I believe that, as John Belushi said once upon a time. Hey, Doug.
Except you can't fire these people because they have tenure.
Right. And, folks, the reason why we love Doug and why you should be so proud of him is he doesn't have anything to sell. He's not even have a website. He's just here because he loves what you guys do. And, Doug, I appreciate that about you.
Me too.
So I want to ask you a question. I'm going to throw a number out here, and you tell me how wrong I am. If you take the small business owners who are not – I'm not talking about the sole proprietors, the contractors, people like that. There are millions of them. God bless them, everyone. But if you take the people who are sort of really like the classic Main Street small business, their suppliers or their contractors or whatever they are, but they've maybe got some employees and they've got some critical mass. They've got $1 million, $2 million, $3, $4, $5 million in revenue, something like that. There's a lot of them out there. That's the bedrock of a small business in Main Street. I'm going to say that the effective rate of taxes for that group is somewhere between 20 and 23 or so percent. How far off do you think I am?
I would say with my clients it's probably higher than that. Because remember, it's that darn self-employment tax that nicks all those people that they forget about.
Yeah. Self-employment. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about corporations. I'm talking about S-corps. And my point is this: when they're making the pass-through rate, the new pass-through rate they're proposing, 25% at the top rate, and they're making the corporate rate 20%, that just stinks on its face to me.
I agree, and again. If we'd need another hour and a half for me to explain to the audience is what this 25% rate is. If you're a professional, you're not subject to it, which means you can still be at 39.6.
Right.
And if you are a pass-through, you're running, say, a retail shop or whatever, or you fix computers, whatever it is you do. 70% of your income would be taxed at whatever your marginal rate is, and 30% maybe. And then it goes on and on and on. That's never, absolutely never going to become a law. And understand,
really?
Congress is listening to you, Jim. They said, if we're going to reduce the corporate rate to 20%, we got to do something for everybody
else. I've written articles about this. I've been talking about this for 8 months. I started warning people about this, Doug, last spring.
Yeah. Well, I have something for you. If this bill ever does get through the Senate, which I don't think they're capable of doing, you've already got the people who call themselves Republicans who really like the other side better who are lined up saying, I'm going to vote against this. You know, we can't possibly have any progress.
Right.
So I don't think anything's going to happen. But if it does... What I think will happen is a lot of small businesses will decide to become C corporations for exactly the reason you mentioned.
But that's going to create other problems for us.
Of course,
because C corp is not desirable for small business. So we'd be doing it already.
Well, it isn't now. But if the top rate is 20%, all of a sudden the desirability goes up by about threefold.
But here's the problem: being a corporation is a long term decision. When you and I both know tax rates come and go.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And anyhow, I could give you a half-hour lecture about how you get out of it once you get into it, but you're right. We haven't shifted anybody yet. We're not going to because a very important point we need to make to the audience is that don't run out and make yourself a C-Corp. That's like joining the big leagues, and you want to get out, you might not make it.
Well, would you agree with me that if they would if they would lower the rates, if they put four rates and lower the top rate to something like 29 or 30,
right,
that they wouldn't even need pass-through?
Right, of course. That's the whole point. It's, somebody asked me the other day, how can we fix this, Doug? Congress isn't capable. It's too complicated. They made it worse than ever. Just leave it the way it is. Leave it exactly the way it is. When you figure your tax, whether you're a corporation or an individual, whatever the heck you are, take off 10% and send it in. We're putting taxes on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Let's follow the retailers.
Yeah. So do you agree with me also that by creating a pass-through, they've actually created a new taxing opportunity that they can then move up and down, and different administrations, different Congresses could wind up hurting small businesses even worse?
Oh, of course. Of course. And whether we like it or not, I just took a shot at the Republicans a few minutes ago. They're failing miserably, okay?
Right.
More and more. Just watch what's going on. And the other guys have the most amount of, thug activity with the media, and on and on and on.
Right.
I think the Republicans are going to get beat up, and you put more liberals and more Democrats in Washington, it's going to be worse.
It's going to get worse. Said. There's no question about it, yeah. Well,
tax the rich.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, it's I don't know what's going to happen, but Doug, thank you for your commentary, and thank you for all the great years you've been supporting us. It's very appropriate that you would be here on our anniversary day.
Well, we'll see you in 20 years. Good luck and stay healthy.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. Doug Stives, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorites and a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Doug joined us, and so we did.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.